I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Hey, Leslie, I don't know about you, but I hate paying full price for baked goods when you're just going to eat them in like 10 seconds.
I agree with you. But there's nothing better than a good baked good.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than a bakery bargain for baked goods. Now, say that again.
No.
Well, I don't know about you, but you know me. I love to shop at Kroger. So I'm going to tell you about what they do for baked goods there. They call them manager special.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about where it is in your store, but it's like in the back near our produce area in some stores. Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's these racks and they have all these manager specials. Well, I went in the other day and I thought, you know what? This would be a great idea. Let's take a look. And so I took pictures of all the baked goods. I think the people in the store thought I was kind of crazy. I'm putting them on the floor and I'm shooting them like the retail prices. And then I'm, you know, taking an angle so I can get the manager's woohoo sign to see how cheap it's going to be. Well, let me tell you about a couple of the things.
Are you allowed
to
go back into that Kroger? Have you been banned?
I've been banned. Well, my phone's been banned. So I, you know, can't go in there and take pictures of things anymore. I really do. I think they thought I was like, you know, stealing something, ideas for the woohoo manager special or something. Well, I found honey wheat bread. Okay, so on the rack, it said $1.89. Then it had a sale price that said $1.59. Then it had the manager special that said 79 cents. And you know they're still making money on that. So that's just one idea. Mini lemon muffins. Yummy, yummy. They were half price. So instead of $3.99 for a dozen,
good.
They were $1.99. So I don't know.
That's
I always
a good deal.
I have to hide the bags when I get home because I have like a whole shopping bag full of manager specials. And my husband thinks it's like that's, you know, they're outdated or they're, you know, something's wrong with them. No, I'm just smart shopping. Well, they had some other things like garlic bread. I don't know about you, but I love garlic bread. Okay, so they had a whole loaf that you could get for 99 cents. But they had a half a loaf that you could get for 79 cents. Well, why would you get a half a loaf
when you can get the whole loaf and freeze it?
For 29 cents more.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and that's the key, too, is freezing these things.
Right.
Because then they last forever. Sometimes what I do is I'll take a few out of the bag, like the mini lemon muffins. I'm not going to eat a dozen of them. So maybe I'll take a half a dozen, put them in a Ziploc, keep those out, and then freeze the rest of them. Okay, some other things I found. Four-count gigantic cinnamon rolls. Okay, they were $4.99. So that's $5 for four rolls. $2.49.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Oh, that's a very good deal. Then they had a lemon cake. Same thing. $4.99. Got that for $2.49. Yes, $2.49.
Oh, that's
okay.
Great. And if you're having company or something, that's
exactly.
An easy dessert.
Lemon meringue pie. Do you like lemon meringue pie?
Oh, I do.
I know. And it's light. It's airy.
Yeah. Hardly any calories, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. That's light and airy. There are no calories. So instead of $6.99, $3.29.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
good.
Now, every day, though, they have, you know how Kroger has like the 10 for 10? Well, they have Italian bread that's in their bakery section. This isn't a manager special. This is just every day. 10 for 10. So it's a dollar for an entire big loaf of Italian bread. I don't think you can beat that.
No, you can't go wrong with that.
No, I can't. So that's where I like to do some of my shopping for bakery bargains.
It's a great idea. I have another option for bakery bargains, and I actually go to the Schwabel's Thrift Bakery. It's a little outlet store. It's in Hilliard. It's kind of off the beaten path on Reynolds Drive. They have, and I don't know if you knew this, but Schwabel's also has the Taliano, Roman Meal, Sunmade, Cinnabon, and Country Hearth brands. So you can get all of those brands at the outlet store. All of these things are still, they're not expired. They're still good. You could get, well, I stopped in there the other day, and they had 8-pack sandwich or hot dog buns for 89 cents. I mean, you can't beat that. And if you're having a cookout and you're doing burgers on the grill and you want to get a bunch of buns, you get your 8-pack buns for 89 cents.
Awesome. You can't beat that.
Sun-made raisin bread. I don't know if your kid liked that toasted. My kids always did. $1.79 for that. Great deal. The Cinnabon bread was also $1.79. They had the concession-sized chips and pretzels, the little bags, you know, that you get, the HERS concession size, 39 cents or 3 for $1. So if your kids are going to the pool or you're going to the pool and you just want those little bags of snacks, you can pick up a bunch of those for really cheaply. This will make you happy. Hostess Treats, Twinkies.
Twinkies!
Twinkies, cupcakes, brownies, box treats, the big boxes, 2 for $5. You can't beat that.
Oh, Twinkies.
I know, right? So, but here's my deal of the day. They have Hawaiian rolls, the little Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, they're like
brand.
Sweet.
The real sweet. I love those for parties, for sliders. We use those.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, we cut them open. Little ham and cheese sandwiches or pulled pork, pulled chicken, barbecued chicken. Make little sliders for a sandwich. Generally, those are around $2.99. Sometimes you can get them on sale for $2.50 at Kroger or Giant Eagle. $1.25. Yeah.
Oh, and delicious. Those are so yummy.
That was my meal this weekend. That was my deal of the day.
Sliders all weekend. Well, they're so tiny, you can eat a whole bunch.
Well, exactly. An entire package.
And did you? Oh, you're not telling, are you?
I might have.
Okay, fine. Well, you know what? There's another outlet place in Columbus, too. It's located in Kenny Center, the Pepperidge Farm Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I love goldfish.
Oh,
they
I
had
do
a
too.
Million kinds of goldfish. But, you know, their savings are between 25 and 75%. So, like, if you're in the regular store, the retail, some of the bread loaves of bread Pepperidge Farm are like $5 for a loaf of bread. That's kind of expensive. But they have, not only are they 25 to 75% off, but they have discount days. So you get an extra 10% off. Okay, so Monday is military day. Tuesday and Wednesday are senior day. And, yeah, I admitted to be a senior. Well, actually, all she did is say, are you over 21? I said,
that
yes.
That makes you a senior?
That makes you a senior.
All right.
According to the Pepperidge Farm
I feel better
outlet.
About it.
And then Thursday they have teacher day. So I was like, okay, I'm not in the military. But the Tuesday, Wednesday over 21. So I was in there on a Wednesday, so I got that discount as well. But they are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And they're even open on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they're 7 days a week. The manager there was so nice. I was walking around the store, and he's like, you know, I told him what we were doing. And he goes, would you like some samples? And, of course, I said,
well, yes.
I want those extra burst of cheddar goldfish, please.
Those are the best.
Oh, they're the bomb. They really are. Well, they had some of the specials they had. Now, the specials change, you know, not necessarily daily, but sometimes every few days. They had cinnamon bread. You buy one, you got one for free. Now, normally those were $4.99.
Yeah.
They were $1.99.
And their cinnamon bread is super good.
So it was like it was like cinnamon swirl. Some of them had raisins in it. So basically you're paying $1 a loaf. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
They had rye breads, 2 for $2.70. I mean, you could buy one, they said, was $1.89. But those breads also are like almost $5 a piece. But some of the best deals, I have to tell you, it's about those goldfish. They really are. They had huge boxes of goldfish. I mean, when I say huge, I mean, like, you know, 20-some ounces of goldfish. That's a lot of goldfish, you know. You could fill
that
a whole pond
that's a
with
lot
that.
Of fish.
Well, they were really good. Some they had like the little ones, the extra bursts, like the 8 packets or 9 packets that you got. So be good for kids' lunches or just a snack at the pool, like we like to have with our adult beverage. We call it the meal replacement. I think there were 9 packages for $3.98. I mean, that's a good deal considering the pool we go to. They charged $1 for one of those little packets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why we sneak in our own. We're very evil when it comes to that. Some of the other things that they have are they had those soft cookies. You know what ones I'm talking about? Oh, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, those are good.
I thought these were great. I never really realized this before, but I was looking at all the packages, you know, and they have like the white chocolate, macadamia nut, and oatmeal. Well, they have names on all these. One of them was Maui, one was Captiva, one was Lexington, one was Nantucket. I felt like I was traveling around the country, you know, through the Pepperidge Farm Outlet store. But they were really, really good. They were only $2.70, and I think they're about $5 a piece. So those are really, really nice. And sometimes they even have the individual wrapped ones. They didn't happen to have them this time, but sometimes they do. Well, kind of like you were talking with the Schweibels, that they have other brands. Same thing. I didn't realize this with Pepperidge Farm. They're actually owned by Campbell's.
Okay.
So they actually, yeah, they are. So they actually had some slow cooker sauces, some soups, some easy dinner sauces. So I never realized that. They also had things like gift baskets. So that they already made up. So it had a combination of all these things
okay,
in there.
So it's not just bakery goods. There.
No,
you're
it's not just bakery
things.
Yeah, and those were like $21.99. And I mean, they look like $100 gift baskets. So I thought that was pretty cool. They even have some frozen things. They have like, they had layer cakes that were like $2.50 a layer cake. The Pepperidge Farm ones.
See, those are good. You pick those up and hold up, stick them in your freezer.
And
they unexpected guests, you've got something, pull it
and
out.
And it takes like an hour to thaw them out. Mm-hmm. They have those puff pastries. So they had like the shells that you can put your own fruit in and things. But those are all in their freezer section. And they were, I think, $2.59, but they were buy one, get one free. So, I mean, you can't beat some of that. And like you were talking about, they have slider buns and they have all kinds of bread. But I just was really impressed with their pricing. And they're really, really nice. And they have those tiny little carts that you could push around. It's like a tiny little cart for a tiny little store, you know. And I love pushing them around and do that. Oh, yeah. And the last thing I noticed is up at their counter, they have, they line up a bunch of breads. Any purchase that you make, you can buy a loaf of bread for $1. So
that's a great
deal. Matter what you buy, you get another loaf of bread for $1. Well, I thought those are pretty good. But those aren't the only places where you can get deals around town. I know Anderson's has a kind of a shelf thing like Kroger does. I was at Big Lots the other day. They actually have a bakery section. And then they also have a section like that has all their chips and crackers.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. So I got like Nabisco crackers for like $1.80. I got flatbreads, townhouse flatbreads, like the herb ones, for like $1.60. So check out some of those places too. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Giant Eagle does the same thing. So yeah, look for those markdown baked goods, especially if you're having like a family barbecue or a bunch of people over. You spend a lot of money on the baked goods, and you can just go get these great discounts.
Hey, I'm sorry I forgot to bring that extra burst cheddar this morning, but we can stop by the Pepperidge Farm Outlet store after we're done.
Wait, I could use some goldfish.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Let's go. I'm hungry.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.